Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Welcome back. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So FEMA and TSA are joining together to make a PSA. They actually had a press conference and have put out an alert to warn travelers to be, quote unquote, disaster ready. Now, I don't know if they're anticipating any disaster. I think this is more being Monday morning quarterback, looking at what happened last holiday season and how people didn't pack their medications, didn't pack their assistive devices, needed their luggage, were panicking because their luggage were days away from them. I mean, I would too, even if I had enough stuff in my carry-on. And so the TSA and FEMA are taking this time to tell you guys to prepare. Right? When you pack, even though there's still a lot of things you can't bring on the plane, so still double check with what the TSA had listed, and you know what was it, is it like over 4.5 ounces, you know, things like that in terms of liquids and certain devices. Of course, if you need a doctor's note for some of your devices, make sure you have that. But I'm wondering if this is happening because they are anticipating another cluster and a half of this next holiday season. So here we are in September, right? Moving at a very, very fast rate into October, November. We're going to be in the holiday travel season before we know it. Now, I've told you guys for years, I've written articles on this, how to prepare so you don't get sick, so you don't, you know, get screwed if your plane gets delayed. But they apparently are taking this time to do this really massive public service announcement, and I'm wondering if they are anticipating even more of a mess than they had last year. I mean, think about it. Are labor shortages better? We still have individuals who want to work from home. We have customers who are getting crabbier, and people are getting meaner. And we have, you know, a lot of younger individuals maybe not as excited about doing what many of our older veteran flight attendants and pilots and TSA agents have done. And so maybe they're anticipating that they're not going to have enough staff. They're anticipating a bad flu season, bad COVID season. I don't think they're anticipating terrorism, but they want us to be prepared nonetheless. So I would take this warning. Okay, now, you know, I've told you guys what to do. Whenever you have medications and that you're traveling, put half in your carry-on so you have them with you, and then half in your suitcase in case something gets lost, you still have your medication. Make sure you go to your medical provider before the holidays so that, you know, doctors and nurses go on, you know, vacation, and they see their family as well. So if you think Christmas week you're going to get in with your doctor to refill your medications before you hop on a plane, think again. So make sure you check in with your medical provider. Have a plan for your pets. You know, so I have family that could watch the cats or dogs, or I put them in a kennel or something like that. But some of you think, you know what, I got cats. I'm going to be gone for the weekend. The cats are fine for 2-3 days. They have plenty of chow, poo-poo boxes, nice full of poo-poo powder, they're good. You better have a backup plan. Because if your plane will not take you back and you're stuck, yeah, I don't want your pets to die. And I really don't suggest leaving your pets alone like that. Always make sure there's somebody that can check on your pets. Make sure there's somebody that can check on the house. So FEMA and TSA recommend the following. First, got this from the FEMA website. Number one is assess your needs. Whether needing to keep your medications cool or getting help with an assistive device, it's important to understand what you'll need in an emergency. Number two, before you travel, engage your support network. Enlist a trusted friend or neighbor to watch your home while you're away. Now, the problem is my neighbors have been eyeing some of the alcohol I have. And I got some good alcohol. So if I have friends or neighbors, and they know where the good scotch is, I've been kind of reluctant to have people in the house for that. But, let them know that there's pets, there's things that have to be obviously taken care of. And then number three, they say make a plan for probably planning your travel route to understand the risks you might face and the places you visit. It's important to understand what you'll need and what you'll do when a disaster or emergency happens when you travel. Now, again, they aren't saying what disaster or emergency to expect. Is it storms? Is it a power outage? Is it a delay? Is it that they're worried about a foreign element? I don't know. But I do agree with the fact that they are telling us to think about things now. And what I told you also is if you are going to have a connecting flight, and there is a better chance than not that connecting flight is going to get delayed or canceled, have a plan. See if there are hotels nearby that you think you would be able to get a room or get a rental car if you had to. Maybe pick a connecting flight in a city where there's a family member. So a lot of us, we go on Orbitz or whatever, Priceline, and we try to pick the cheapest flight. And it might take us to a city, for your connecting flight that you don't know anybody in. But what if there's an option where your connecting flight will be in a state or a city where you have somebody, within a half hour away? Maybe consider that. I have a funny feeling that all the issues we've had with the Department of Transportation and airlines the last 2 years are not going to be fixed within the next 60 days. I just have a hunch. And I'm thinking they have a hunch as well. So if you are planning to travel for the holidays, understand that there could be a 50% chance you're going to be delayed. And maybe a 25% chance you won't get there on time. Or there at all. Or the flight will be canceled. And then make those arrangements with the family. If you think your window of opportunity is so small that any sort of issue with the flight is going to screw up the whole entire vacation, maybe rethink, plan it out. Maybe plan on traveling a day or two prior. Now, I don't like doing that because then you have to find a hotel room and you're spending extra money and I like to work. But, we have seen time and time again it'd be an absolute chaotic cluster at these airports just throughout the year, let alone what could happen during the holidays. So FEMA, TSA say plan ahead. I agree. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. Who listens to radio at night? EMTs? Truck drivers? Law enforcement? And many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Dr. Dolly's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so I was driving to UNLV yesterday for College Student Health Awareness Day. And last year, the same thing happened. Where a billboard... That I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, so the billboard is on Tropicana and Paradise, a huge, huge intersection, because you have the Thomas and Mack Center where we have multiple events right there. You have the road to the airport. Paradise takes you right to the airport. It also is the road that gives you a bypass to bypass the airport. So it's a very highly trafficked area in Las Vegas, in the residential Las Vegas, and it's right by UNLV, our university. And so there's a billboard that apparently is being paid by a company that is posting vibrator ads, sex ads, or sex aid ads. And of course it catches your eye because it's a huge billboard, right, of a huge whatever. And one looks like a dermoscope, to be honest. I've been in the market for a dermoscope, you know, to look for skin cancer and things like that. So I was like, oh, is that a dermoscope? And then I saw that the ad said Satisfired. And I guess it's a sex aid or a vibrator that is connected to your smartphone, or actually I think connected to a remote. I'm not exactly sure how that works. Okay, And last year it was a big vibrating wand, and their ad was "You're the wand that I want." Right? You're the one that I want. Do that all right. You're the wand that I want. Not that the younger generation who is going to college would understand that Grease reference. And so when you look at this, I'm a little confused, because I understand that there's ads for sex aids, and I get that now people are more open about what they use as a aid. But I remember those billboards being full of ads for the Shark Club or the Shark Tank or the drink. These were clubs, sports pub. These were clubs or bars you would go to meet people and date, hang out. There'd be ladies' night, things like that. Girls drink free on Tuesdays. And so these ads, I don't see a lot of ads for clubs. Now, I do see them for the Las Vegas Strip, but in terms of local hangouts where people can meet people and date, and it's maybe it's because now we're 2023, so more people just meet online. Yeah, it's not that they'll just go and hang out at a bar and a club and then see somebody. It's that they'll go online. Maybe it's because we really have an antisocial culture where these clubs or bars or local pubs aren't making the money to pay for these billboards, which can cost $20,000 to $100,000 a month. And there we really have this culture of, you know, do it yourself. You can stay home. Watch Netflix, watch porn, use your aid, your night's good, weekend's covered. And I just found that odd, because when I went to college, it was all about, the favorite place was the sports pub. And it was across the street, it was small, but you kind of felt like you were going underground. And it was a great bar, it was a great place. You always ran into people you knew. You know, people would flirt with you. And I don't think it exists. I think it closed down years ago. Well, you know, I could claim it as a dependent. I was there so often. So, you know, once I left college, probably didn't make the business that it once did. But I didn't see around campus what I was used to seeing, where there were tons of places that were hangouts. And mind you, UNLV is more of a commuter school. So this could be different. For those of you that live near campuses where it's kind of a city to itself, you know, like ASU and Tempe, I mean, U of A has Tucson, NAU has Flagstaff, but, the, you know, where some of the towns, you know, might have more of a college life to them, I'm sure Yale and Harvard do, I was kind of shocked by that. And, you know, it's interesting that now here we are where we would be very, very embarrassed about talking about having a sex aid or sex toy. Look how many times the TSA has been asking people, what is this in your bag? And they're like, well, it's my vibrator. They have no problem traveling with a vibrator. I mean, I can't get through a trip without it, but I guess for people, that's how they travel. I'm sure FEMA and the TSA forgot to add that too. You know, if you think you're going to be panicking because your flight's delayed, you might want to pack everything you need, such as any aids that you're used to having. But people are making these things kind of a part of their routine, and they're not embarrassed about it. I remember being so embarrassed if I had to buy a tampon. And now it's like, oh, yeah, period panties. Oh, you know, I need to change my period panties. There's guys listening. It doesn't matter. So I like the idea that things aren't as taboo, that you could be more open about it. But I'm wondering if we are accidentally creating a culture that is anti-propagation. And so you used to, in order to get sexually satisfied, yeah, you could do your own self-session, but you wanted to find somebody to do that with. Now that you could access porn so easily from your house, you know, most single men and women are kind of doing things alone. And when you're seeing that couples are taking longer to get married, they're being a little less enthusiastic about having kids, you aren't seeing the culture of go to the club, meet, date. You know, these movies were all about, you know, first date and where to go and date movies and drive-ins and things like that. Now, it's what you could do at home. Now, yes, you could invite somebody to your house and you could watch Netflix or things like that. But I think we're creating a culture now of you don't necessarily have to be with somebody and then hook up and then fall in love, get married, and have kids. And having a change like that might not be as conducive, and I'm not saying it's bad. Now, I think, unfortunately, a lot of these hookups have caused STIs, have caused unwanted pregnancies, assaults. So I think, yeah, it might be safer for many to just stay at home with the wand that they want. But from a human species and from our survival, are we, you know, shooting ourselves in the foot? And so, I kind of challenge you guys to look around and see if we kind of have a culture where you don't necessarily, it doesn't necessarily promote or encourage having a family and propagating the human race. We have birth control. I wrote birth control. I unintended pregnancies and unwanted pregnancies could be a disaster for the child, for the fetus who might be aborted, for the mom who has to make a choice. So, yeah, we want to not have somebody who doesn't want to have kids. But it seems like we are creating a culture or an environment that is kind of anti-meeting up, falling in love, having babies, having then grandkids, having large families. And so the human species might not be destroyed by an ice age or an asteroid or a nuclear war. It could be because of our lack of enthusiasm of being out there and dating, spending the money, getting dumped, dealing with baggage, and instead choosing a wand, right, or porn or a hand, and staying at home. And we keep hearing headlines about how the younger generation are single. They're virgins longer. They have no desire to get married. They don't want to have kids. And, if we're talking so much about climate change and protecting the earth so it doesn't ruin humanity, why aren't we also having conversations about family and having kids and being less antisocial? Should get similar focus. 1-877 Dr. Dolly, don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
USA News Update. Members of the United Auto Workers Union now picketing the big three automakers. Jim Farley, the president and CEO of Ford Motor Company, says a 40% pay increase that they're looking for would bankrupt the auto companies. Hurricane Lee expected to lash parts of coastal New England and Atlantic Canada today, with heavy rain, strong winds that could lead to flooding in some areas, even knock out power. U.S. Special Counsel Jack Smith opposing a request from Donald Trump to remove the judge overseeing his federal election case. Russia expelling two American diplomats, accusing them of working with a Russian citizen charged with collaborating with a foreign state. Captured killer Danilo Cavalcanti now in a maximum security Pennsylvania state prison. Corey Myers, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Hurricane Lee looks like will hit the U.S. We're being told that, and we had thought that maybe it might be more towards Maine and Canada. And, well, it sounds like Hurricane Lee is right now moving towards New England, bringing 20-foot waves, 85-mile-per-hour winds, which would make it a Category 1 hurricane, and triggering warnings across Maine, Massachusetts, New York, and Canada. Daily Mail says there are fears of deadly storm surges and tornadoes. So the storm went through the Caribbean, hit Dominican Republic and Bermuda, and then it moved towards New England. They said it's going to make landfall in Canada, but will make trigger enormous waves in much of coastal New England. Yeah, I was told it wasn't going to like directly hit America, but enough of the waves and the outer and the outskirts of the hurricane are going to hit New England. So they say in the Hamptons, people who have waterfront properties are racing to secure their homes. And many people are padding their homes with sand. as the storm approached. Boy, I tell you, the Hamptons are beautiful. I don't know if I've ever been to the Hamptons, but wow, I've seen it in movies. That's where the rich people have homes on the water. I'm from the West Coast, so these Malibu homes and Santa Barbara homes, and you know, wow, those are pretty fancy. But I guess the Hamptons are pretty fancy as well. One property is on stilts on Dune Road. Apparently, it's pretty expensive there, but it is perched perilously if there is huge storm surges. In Maine, the governor has issued a hurricane warning for the first time in 15 years. A hurricane to hit Maine. That's crazy. National Guard and Long Island are also poised to sandbag homes and respond to emergencies. In New Jersey, if you are found swimming, you will be fined $200 while beach warnings are in place. After a time, people want to catch the waves. They want to. It's dangerous. And, you know, here's the thing. You know, as much as I dislike government getting involved, I understand, you know, where this is coming from. You know, if you have only X amount of first responders and they have to stop everything because some idiot is trying to hang out on the surf during a hurricane, that and then put their lives at risk, and now we have to use all these resources, it takes away from people who aren't doing stupid. And so what, basically, if you know, because some people are like, I understand, they're fining people for just, you know, trying to do their basic liberties. And trust me, you know, during the mask mandate and vaccine mandate, I was with you on a lot of the stupid. Didn't somebody who was paddle boarding in California get arrested? Yeah, I understand how ridiculous these laws could be. But what that basically does is try to replace that triage that could happen when first responders are already, shall we say, and this could happen for anything. I'm not just talking Hurricane Lee, but I'm talking for anything, any sort of catastrophe that happens. We don't want first responders to go, look, we're going to save the people that didn't put their lives at risk and didn't do stupid. And that could then cause some problems as to somebody picking and choosing who they're going to save. And so if you kind of have this where, look, you're going to be smacked with a fine up to $200 at beach, most likely there's going to be some law enforcement saying, get off the beach, get out of here before you get fined, and then, you know, they do it. But it kind of minimizes that need then later to, okay, we're not going to help this person because this person, you know, defied warnings. Now, so that's... either way, though, we're in trouble when we have natural disasters coming our way and we don't have enough staff and enough first responders. But the National Guard is on standby, so hopefully there will be enough individuals. So they're expecting rain, flooding, sinkholes, tornadoes. The Hurricane 1 storm impacted Bermuda. It's right now in, I believe, just finishing with Bermuda. So Maine is right now under its first hurricane watch in 15 years. State of emergency declared by Governor Janet Mills. So they're looking at 20-foot waves, gusts of winds at about 80 miles per hour, and it is a big, huge storm. I mean, this is taking a lot of area. So some people are hauling in their boats so they don't lose their boats, and they're preparing. And luckily with this, we've had plenty. I mean, we've been hearing about Hurricane Lee now for about a week and a half. So, you know, luckily, I think a lot of people have kind of been expecting. But I got to tell you, these surfers are really enjoying some of these waves. And I don't fault the surfers entirely. You know, as you see these swells, I think in Montauk, there's been some amazing waves. And you don't really get as many waves, especially like this, you know, in the northeastern seaboard. So, you know, surfers seem to be kind of enjoying themselves. And there's some really beautiful, footage of that. Rockaway Beach had apparently large surf and riptides to allow surfers to do what they need to do. But make sure you heed the warnings and, you know, get the hell out of Dodge or Don't do stupid. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Making headlines is the automaker strike. 13,000 U.S. auto workers have stopped making vehicles, and they went on strike today because their leaders could not bridge a giant gap between union demands and contract talks. And what Detroit's three automakers are willing to pay. So this affects a few states. According to AP News, members of the United Auto Workers began picketing at General Motors Assembly Plant at Wentzville, Missouri, a Ford factory in Wayne, Michigan, near Detroit, and Stellantis Jeep plant in Toledo, Ohio. It's the first time in the union's 88-year history that all three companies, GM, Ford, and Jeep, were targeted simultaneously. They say the strikes are going to chart the future of the union and America's homegrown auto industry. And this is a time when U.S. labor is kind of flexing because of high inflation, high costs, being paid like crap. And there's a lot of push on the auto industry to go from, you know, automobiles, internal combustion, to electric vehicles. And so if the strike drags on, shortages could push vehicle prices even higher, strain the economy. Walkouts may be a factor in next year's presidential election, testing Joe Biden's claim to be the most union-friendly president in American history. So it's interesting because workers, according to Liz Schuler, president of the AFL-CIO Federation of 60 Unions with 12.5 million members, said workers all over the world are watching this. Union tactics have changed. While the UAW is striking all three automakers, they say not all of the members are at the picket lines yet. But they targeted a handful of factories in a bid to get automakers closer to their demand of 36% wage increases over four years. Now, GM and Ford offer 20%. Stellantis, formerly Fiat Chrysler, offered 17.5%. Now, they say the strikes are going to stretch the union's $825 million strike fund that could run dry about 11 weeks if all the workers walked out. So, it is interesting. When I've seen nurses strike, doctors don't really unionize, but when I've seen nurses strike, it's kind of fascinating how the success nurses could get in one a hospital setting or system could then trickle to other hospital systems going, look, you know, this is what happened over here at Kaiser or over here at, in fact, I think at Kaiser there might be something going on too, I heard. And so other hospital systems, they're like, look, you know, we could strike or you could make some changes. And then, you know, the hospital system has to decide to make some changes. The problem is a 36% wage increase. You know, it's a lot. And who's going to be taking on that extra labor cost? You and I. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Welcome to Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Experts say the U.S. is currently in a fourth wave of opioid overdose deaths. And this one has been marked by a sharp increase in fentanyl being mixed with stimulant drugs. Fox News is reporting a study published in the journal Addiction by UCLA found that the share of overdoses involving a combination of fentanyl and stimulants increased by more than 50-fold, from 235 deaths to 34,429 deaths between the years 2010 and 2015, from a 0.6% to 32.3%. So that's the combination of fentanyl and stimulants in their share of overdoses. They say, we're now seeing that the use of fentanyl together with stimulants is rapidly becoming the dominant force in the U.S. overdose crisis. Lead author Joseph Friedman, an addiction researcher at the David Geffen School of Medicine at UCLA. And so they're kind of saying, well, we need to now, we need to start paying attention. Does this mean doctors can start writing opioids again the way we were trained to? I have been extremely frustrated with what happened in 2016. Everybody and their mother getting sued, from pharmacists to pharmaceutical companies. They want to go after doctors for the opioid crisis. And we're in a fourth wave, 7 years after all those rules and changes. The amount of CME and amount of hoops I have to go through if I want to be a physician and be able to prescribe an opioid is ridiculous. And I get things could change. What we learned about opioids in medical school could be changed. So, all right, that's what CME does. We've had CME, which is continuing medical education, you know, talking to us about the latest and what's out there. But that's not what's going on. We doctors have been threatened. We have been threatened that we could lose our license, lose our livelihood, never work as a physician again if we don't follow the opioid rules. And my question back then, and my question continues to be, is that really why we have the overdose crisis? Now, their reasoning, the reasoning behind this, well, let's go after the doctors instead of securing the border or going after China or the cartels, is one, doctors are easier. I mean, we follow suit. We're not very political. Right? Doctors are so afraid of losing their license and their lifestyle. They're like, whatever you want, we'll do. But also because they are using the argument, well, you are the ones that got the people addicted to fentanyl. Say what? What did I do? You are the ones that prescribed Lortab, Tylenol with codeine, cough syrup with some codeine, and you got them so addicted that now they're using the fentanyl and the heroin. And really? I mean, I remember taking care of somebody who fractured their arm, and so I gave them a pain medication to, I'm saying this in terms of figuratively. Nobody's accused me of getting somebody hooked on fentanyl. I would never write more than 30 tablets. If somebody needed a refill, by then they were already with a specialist. I'm like, well, if you broke your arm and you're still in pain, the orthopedist I sent you to can now manage your pain. Or if somebody did have chronic pain, since I wasn't really trained in chronic pain, I'd referred them to a pain management doctor. But I didn't really write a lot of pain medications. But when 2016 happened, I haven't written any pain medications since March of 2016 because I closed my office. I went to teach. Then I went to telemedicine. And so we don't do narcotics on those platforms. So if a bunch of doctors who unfortunately kind of follow the same path where, look, I can't lose my license over this, I don't write narcotics, you know, have the pain doctors do it. If doctors are writing less narcotics, then why are overdose deaths rising? And they continue to rise because the overdose death epidemic was independent of doctor prescriptions to the degree that nobody wants to believe. Now, I get prescription opioids went up. In the early 2000s, there was a rise in prescription opioids. Why? Well, I told you, there were a few reasons for this. One is, we were using a lot of Motrin. We were using Vioxx, and I didn't like Vioxx. In fact, I stopped using it because I thought Vioxx was hurting people's blood pressure, could affect the heart, maybe affect the kidneys, and it was later taken off the market. But we were using a lot of anti-inflammatories for people with their pain. The baby boomers were middle-aged in the early 2000s, and things were hurting. So we had a lot of people in pain. neck pain, back pain. But the kidney doctors were telling us stop it with these anti-inflammatories. You're frying their kidneys. We were causing GI bleeds. We were causing congestive heart failure. So in order to protect the kidney and to deal with somebody who was having pain, we used an opioid. Because we didn't want to put somebody in kidney failure. Another reason was lawyers, and there was a legal brief that had said that not only should doctors be tried for malpractice for not providing a person adequate pain control, but should be criminally charged as well. Apparently, in the 80s and 90s, doctors were so afraid of addiction that they were still very scarce. And even I was trained to prescribe it very gingerly because of the addiction potential. In the early 2000s, there were lawsuits. There were lawyers calling for criminal prosecution of doctors not managing people's pain, that it was cruel. Well, then if a doctor is going to be put to jail for not managing a person's pain, they were like, tell this, I'm here to help with you with your pain. So I'm not saying prescription opioids didn't rise. Of course they did. We had more doctors. We had more of a population who needed pain medication. We had to avoid some medications to protect the kidney. And we were being accused of not managing a person's pain. Well, then we had issues with heroin. Heroin mixed with fentanyl. Fentanyl alone. And unfortunately, the fourth wave is now fentanyl and stimulants. They say that wave began in 2015. So also, you know, we've seen people mix them with benzodiazepines and alcohol and things like that. So we have some pretty dangerous medications out there. But we also, especially in the last few years, have had an open border, have had shipments possibly come in that haven't been able to be stopped because of an overwhelmed, border department, and people are getting their hands on them. And another thing that other people aren't realizing is maybe some of these individuals that are using fentanyl aren't trying to get high. Maybe a lot of them are in real pain. And because they can't go to their doctor to get pain medication. Now, honestly, my office closed not because of the opioid issue. My office closed because of Obamacare. When I got an opportunity to teach, and I saw how Obamacare was killing any small practice, I left. But a lot of us doctors left. And when these new doctors that work for corporations have all these opioid rules, people aren't getting their opioids. So now they're in pain, so they're getting bootleg, undermarket medications. 1-877-DR-DOLLY.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil.
We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.